Very good day to you. Very good day to you, Pat. I don't know what time it is over there, but we have a time of 10:06 in the morning. 6 minutes past 10 in the morning. I don't know whether I've lost the Adelaide station, but if the Adelaide station would like to come back to me, we can carry on this three-way conversation. Over.
Yeah, Blue's still on channel, Alan. I had a freeze-up of the program, so I might have a word to Kelly about that. It seems to be the first time it's happened, but certainly a freeze-up.
This is definitely a very neat program, Papa Tango, over.
Very, very good indeed. The potential is absolutely fantastic. The potential is excellent. And we have this money, Mr. Kelly Lindemann, to for all this work, and hopefully it will grow, and the community will grow with it as well. So, hopefully the future is extremely bright. Over.
Yes, Lou in Adelaide, SOOZDX I'm using as a bit of a make-up call sign there. I wonder, are both you amateurs or listeners there, guys?
The part in Sacramento is not licensed. I've been licensed for 18 years. 18 years, Louis.
Oh, very good, Alan, and good evening from Adelaide. It's about 8:30 in the evening here in Adelaide to the station in Sacramento. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. My name is Pat Pinkin, and it's about 2:05 in the morning on Wednesday morning in Sacramento, California.
To loop back to Alan for a moment. Alan, have you experienced the locking up of the program like happened to me about 5 minutes ago or so?
Contigo, Papa Tango Delta replied. No, hadn't had any problems at all, except that I had a little bit of compression problems with a new microphone on board. But prior to that, excellent. I suppose it could have been more luck than anything else, but Kelly will certainly sort you out there, Louis. The man has an impeccable amount of knowledge about this program that he's written in actual fact. And what a man to even call a friend over.
Yeah, no, I certainly agree with that, Alan. This is a really good concept, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I don't know whether you were aware, but for 10 years, really, he ran a DX program. That was very, very good indeed. Obviously, they had no broadcast facility, but you could latch into people's receivers all over the world there, right from your neck of the woods, all the way round to the Americas. So he ran that for 10 years, and I think the novelty had worn off a little bit, and this is a new challenge for him. Over.
Alan, I used to get on to DX tuners whenever I had the opportunity. There was a station there, I think, in Scotland or the north of England, which I used to listen to the broadcast there and meet new my DX on.
Pat in Sacramento, could you get the DX, the WX today? What's the weather like in Sacramento?
I guess Kelly gave it off to
you. Can you give me your WX in Adelaide, Australia?
Yeah, it's Lou again. Just both of you were coming over at the same time there for a minute.
Oh, we've doubled up, have we? Sorry about that, Louis. Just sorry about that. What's the WX in Adelaide today, Louis? Over.
Sorry, I missed most of that. Did you ask what the temperature was?
Yes, that is correct copy. That's the correct copy. What's the WX, the temperature today?
Yeah, we're looking at about the low to mid-30s. It's been pretty warm here. Crying out for rain at the moment.
Golf Zero, Papa Tango Delta. You can have some of ours, Louis. You can have some of ours. We've got far, far too much. Raining every day, really, for the past week. A little brighter today, but still cold. Approximately 35 degrees centigrade over.
Yeah, I thought that was the Cape Fair Allen. Because our 35 here is getting close to the old 100 degrees. But we could certainly do with some rain. So give us something to look at again.
Yeah, we're getting 70 years of age now, Lee. Getting a little bit long in the tooth. The old brain box seems to scatter a little bit occasionally. That's my excuse anyway, over.
Oh yeah, no, that's no problem, Alan. You're doing very well. And to be an amateur for the years you've been, that's quite an achievement. The station in Sacramento. What's the weather like there, mate?
About the same here in Sacramento. It is probably about 42 degrees Fahrenheit here right now. It's actually pretty nice. I mean, that's cold for me. I don't like the cold. No, no, thank you. I like the.
I think when you live in a place that's quite often hot like it is here in South Australia, it'd be nice to have a bit of snow, which is a very rare occurrence.
But definitely, we get the snow up in the mountains, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from here. Sacramento is right in the valley, so we have San Francisco 2 hours, and then Lake Tahoe about 2 hours, so it all equals up. Sacramento's right in the middle of it all.
Yep, no, it sounds a lovely spot. We haven't made the stage yet, but maybe we'll get over there next year. What was your name there, please?
My name is Pat, as in Patrick. Papa Alpha Tango.
Oh, good on you, Patrick. I'm just going to have a bit of tea now, so I might say good evening to you both, and hop on a little bit later after I've had something to eat. Thanks very much for the cue, site.
All right, well, 73's to you, and I'm way new to this ham stuff, and I'm really getting interested in it, and I'm thinking I'm actually going to, try to go for a test and learn all the stuff. It's very interesting. 73's to you, and have a great morning, I guess, afternoon.
Call 0, Papa Tango Delta, Sacramento Station. Many thanks for the conversation. We've enjoyed this three-way conversation. First time it's happened on the new program for me anyway. So many, many thanks indeed. Hope to catch you again in the very near future. Have a good day, and we'll speak again. Golf 0, Papa Tango Delta, signing off at the Sacramento Station in California.
Golf 0, Papa Tango. Sorry, I messed up your call sign right there. Nice talking to you, 73 to you, and have a great day. Over.
73, bye. Louis, are you still online?
Yes, Alan, thanks very much for the cue sign.
I am Romeo America Romeo. Romeo America Romeo.